bringing memories to make you smile.
Griswold Radio. Griswold Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
Shegu, do you have to know how to dance by what the standards are to worship God with a dance?
There are two things, my brother, and I'm very strict about certain things. I believe that you can worship God with a joyful noise.
Okay.
But the Bible also says, play skillfully. So if it is, for lack of a better word, an outreach tool, then develop it with excellence.
Okay.
But my brother, if I'm here in the congregation of his saints and I'm worshiping my God, however you want to do it, let it be genuine and let it be sincere.
Wow.
And one of our challenges, however, is that even in dance, people are using dance that is adopted of the world.
That's where I want to go
to
there.
Worship. This is a sincere issue with me personally.
Okay, let me just ask this. Shegu, where do we draw the line? What kind of dance is godly? What kind of dance?
You know why my wife is doing like this to me?
Hit it, come on.
Because I was telling her, I never know what to say in any ministration. I give the floor to God. And in the early hours of the morning, God gave me a word for the church here.
Praise God.
And for the people here. And the word was, draw the line.
Wow.
And what did Pastor just say?
Wow. Wow.
Am I lying, darling? I could have asked her to write it down.
Wow.
So it's not as if I'm doing all those funny hocus pocus things people do where they lie.
So you titled this message,
Draw the line.
This interview, draw the line.
We need to draw the line.
Come on.
We need to. Whose kingdom do we belong to? People come and say, oh, you are wearing dreadlocks. I said, no, you are looking at a covenant. I said, I have a Nazarite vow. I said, because your knowledge understands fashion. Before fashion, there was something else. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, we were talking to somebody about tattoos. I said, the original information or the truth is the first tattoo that anybody ever wore in this world was God gave it to Cain.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. And it was not a good thing. I said, I don't understand this world. We can follow like Mugu. Like sheep. You see, for you to say we are like sheep is not a complimentary thing. Oh. Sheep cannot go anywhere without being led. See, I bless God as members of the body of Christ. We must submit ourselves to authority. But I have a problem with the institution of the church that does not give people room to know God for themselves.
Wow.
Pardon me. For those of you that have known me for a while, you probably won't invite me back here.
I'm the pastor of this particular.
Thank you, sir. Because if you need a service to be a Christian, you're not a Christian.
Wow.
I'm sorry. May I?
Go
because
on.
I will soon kick this chair away. See ya. Victory, get ready. Let me tell you something. I've discovered that if you take church away from the average Christian, they will fall.
Wow.
They don't have anything. They won't sing. They won't play the keyboard. They won't evangelize. They won't know God. They won't read their Bible. They won't even know anything. Anything. Just take church away. And let me tell you something. There is nothing, not even church, that is created that must be greater than the Creator.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Wow.
It has its place. The Bible says that let the fellowship of the brethren. But nothing should be exalted above the Creator. I tell people, look, I think we are losing power because we no longer love God. If you love God, you spend time with Him. If you love God, you seek Him. We don't love Him anymore. We love what He gives. You rightly said it here, sir, that people want to make it.
Yeah.
I let them, because they will discover at the end of the making it, there is nothing.
Shegulawa, have you made it?
You see, the Bible says this. The only making that God knows.
Karashata.
Jesus says, come, I will make you.
I feel like preaching.
Jesus says, the only made man is a man I have made. So, I'm being made.
Yeah, a process.
I'm being made. Don't let English confuse you. Say, I'm being make. Don't worry. They are making me. It means that what I was when he called me isn't what I need, what I'm meant to be when he raptures me.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm being made. So I feel that the man who says he's made and he's still here can only go downwards. Personally.
Well, Shaggy, you're going to draw the line.
I need to draw the line.
Do that in 3 minutes so that we can run.
All right, let's draw the line. I'm going to ask if, like I said, I work for a government. It's on a mission to colonize. We want to colonize everything that has been taken from us. And I mean that in every practical sense. There's some of us in this town, in this city, that are committed to Christ Jesus and recognize that the next voice or the next star has to come from the church because of the word called influence. We believe that this world is being overly influenced. I looked around the room and I saw people dancing styles that they saw on TV.
Yeah.
And yet our God is the God of the snowflake. No two snowflake patterns are alike. Creativity and ingenuity dwells already in you if God is in you. You don't have to even repeat a step. I've been humbled to head a ministry that's had 85 shows. We've had over 3,500 performances, danced to 500 different songs in over 40 cities of this planet, and we've not even started. My next mission is world domination. I don't consider Lagos or a state a challenge. It's not a challenge. But the issue is, I want to ask if there's anybody here today that is ready to draw the line. I want to be a minister who ministers through dance, not a dancer who ministers. I want to know if there's anybody who wants to join the colonizing winning team. And I'm just going to ask that my sister that came with me, one of my members, would just begin to worship God in a dance. And if it's okay with Pastor, I want to be able to pray for people to enter into the fullness of their making. I respect what God has done for you in your industry or ministry. I humbly respect if you are a pastor, a leader, or a deacon. And I mean no disrespect whatsoever. But I need you to realize that God is still making you. And I want to ask if you are willing to pray with me. I'm not praying for you. I just want us to pray as a people that God would awaken us. So as this song begins to play, can I ask if you want to join an awakening team? If you can just rise to your feet and let's just honor God together. And I'll just pray after a few minutes. Please do start it. We have very minimal time. Let her just minister in dance. And I believe there are people here that want to draw the line. I don't know what that means for you. Maybe you're living in sin. And it's time to draw the line. Please let the song play. Go ahead.
You know, we're just flowing. I absolutely believe that what is being churned out there through the media, through MTV, Channel O, the music channels, the dance, the immorality, the sexual immorality is getting people bound and a generation bound to the spirit of immorality.
That's right.
Masturbation.
That's right.
Pornography and all that is prevailing.
Homosexuality. Yes.
We believe that as this song goes forth right now, you want to draw the line. You want to say, I'm going to close my eyes against this. And I'm going to begin to watch the right. I'm going to begin to listen to the right. I'm going to begin to dance to the right steps. I'm going to begin to look up to heaven and receive those expressions of God. If you want to just draw the line, I want you to respond to this.
I can see only a few people standing. You need to draw the line in your life. Whose kingdom do you belong to? Like the lyrics just said, your will be done in me. Let the chains fall off me.
In your presence, in your power, awakening for this moment, for this hour, awakening.
Whatever you do, the cameraman, don't distract us. Whatever you do, don't distract us.
chain around you, if there's something that has been holding you, can you just lift up your...
There's a spirit that has been dealt with here. It's called the spirit of square one. If you feel that no matter what happens in your life, no matter how far you advance, you always seem to find yourself back at square one, I beg you, we need to pray for you. It is a deceiving and demonic spirit. No matter how much time passes where you think you have overcome that sexual desire, you seem to find yourself back at square one. I want to quickly pray for you and I'm done. But God will not forgive me if I don't do this. If you know, let's just stop that music. If you know that there is a spirit like the spirit of square one, and you say, please, Pastor, I need someone to pray for me. I can't tell anybody what it is, but I feel I keep coming back to square one. Please, let's just quickly pray for you. 10 seconds and we're done. If it's one soul, just put up your hand. One soul. Just even one soul. The spirit of square one. It mocks me. It mocks me. Just when I think I'm 2 months without any incident, it mocks me. Just when I think I'm about to make some money, back to square one. Just when I thought I was a good man, if that spirit, God just told me that now, right now, the prophetic dance we've just done is to break the hold of the spirit of square one. In the name of Jesus, Father, unto you alone do we give all the glory. Father, under the anointing of your man here, under the anointing of your son Gideon, standing in the place of the authority that he has given, oh God. Father, we agree as one voice that every spirit of square one, every spirit that mocks the efforts of your sons and daughters in this place, every spirit that mocks them and scoffs at them and laughs at them, from this moment on, in the name of Jesus, they step beyond square one. They move beyond that peak. They move beyond that place. They move beyond that voice. In the name of Jesus.
You're listening to Praise World Radio.
Praise World Radio, Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.